Exercise 8. Listen to the passage about Orwell's 1984 and its connection with current technology, then complete with the missing information. Imagine you're at home and you're continually watched while you live your life. No, it's not a well-known reality show, but it's what happens to Winston Smith, the main character of 1984, a novel written by George Orwell and published in 1949. The novel is divided into three parts. The first one presents Winston Smith as the last man with dignity in a world without privacy. The second part tells his love for Julia and the temporary happiness brought about by their forbidden relationship. The third and last part shows Winston's imprisonment, torture, and brainwashing, and the loss of his intellectual and human dignity. In this world, the supreme power is held by Big Brother, who is constantly watching everybody. The role of technology is then a negative one, and the sentence, "Big Brother is watching you," takes the tone of a terrible threat. Cameras have a fundamental role in controlling society, preventing crimes, notifying police about suspicious behaviour. But that situation is not very far from the reality of today. The 20th century made technological progress the most advanced. Internet, satellites, radio communications, GPS technology all contribute to the vast network of surveillance in which various governments always know where you go, what you see, what you like or dislike, what you buy, how much you spend. Apps, programs and websites ask to sign their terms of use in order to utilize them. When you accept, the software is allowed to use all your information to tailor services and offers. Facebook can use the camera and the microphone of your computer whenever it likes. Even if you don't know it, you gave it your permission at the time of your registration. Google can locate you and tell you where you've been all day through if you enable location. The same thing happens with your smartphone and your GPS device. Traffic cameras are everywhere and they can follow and track everyone's journey. If the present is so terrifying, what will the future be?